Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Bechoros Chaf Gimel, Bechoros 23b, pagination is 46. We'll start at the Mishnah just below midline on the page. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, Halokech behema menika min oved kochavim. If you buy a nursing cow from a non-Jew, so even though the non-Jew is not going to tell us reliably whether this animal gave birth or not, the fact that the animal is nursing is evidence that, presumably, it has given birth. And it's nursing this animal, a calf. Ein choshen shema b'no shel acheres haya. We're not worried that maybe it's the animal, the child of a different animal, and that this animal is nursing even though it's never given birth, which is apparently a possibility. We're not worried for it. And therefore, you can rest assured that it already had its firstborn, and the next animal born you can use regular and not be concerned that it is of firstborn sanctified status. The Mishnah continues. Nichnas lesoch edro, a person enters the area with the flock, veroas hamavkiros minikos, and you see the animals that are first having their firstborn now. They have not yet had their firstborn, and they're all nursing. Vishainan mavkiros manikos, and you see the ones that already had firstborn from a previous time, they're also nursing. Ein choshishin, you don't have to start worrying. Shema b'nashal zu ba'itzel ba'lo etzel zu. Maybe they switched children, and therefore you don't know which ones to designate as bechor. Oh, shema b'nashal zu ba'lo etzel zu. You don't have to worry that there was an exchange, and you just have to maintain the sanctified firstborn status of the children of the animals that were known not to have given birth yet. Because, again, logically, really we're worried about the children. And the only information that you have is about the mothers. But we can assume that if this calf is with this mother, that that's a reliable match, and you know which ones are the firstborn. Let's move on to tomorrow's daf, and we'll see a braisa with a dissenting opinion. About the seventh line down on Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph, Titanya, we learned in a braisa. Halokech behema menika min oved kochavim, you buy a nursing animal from a non-Jew. Haboacharov b'chor misafik, the animal that's born after, is a doubtful b'chor. It's possible. It's possible that it's nursing even though it never gave birth. And when it finally does give birth, that would be its firstborn. Because it's possible for a cow to have mercy on a needy calf and nurse it, even though it never gave birth. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer Davar Becheskas. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, which was the opinion of our Mishnah, repeats again here that position, that you can rely on chazakas, on assumptions. You don't have to worry about this unusual case. V'chein haya Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer, and similarly Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said, ha-nichnas l'soch edro balayla, a person comes to the flock. By night, v'ra ke'eser, ke'chamesh esrei mavkiros, v'she'ena mavkiros, yoldos. He has a lot of animals, and they've all given birth. Some of them are firstborns. They've never given birth before, and their children are going to be kedushas bechor, the sanctification of firstborn, and others have given birth already previously, and their children are regular. Lamachar hishkim, in the morning he comes up, he comes in, umatzar zecharim teluyos b'she'enan mavkiros, and his good fortune, so to speak, the male children, which are the ones that get sanctified, they are hanging out with the ones that did not give birth to a firstborn now, that had previously given birth to a firstborn. And therefore, all the males are with previous birth mothers, and therefore, those ones are not included in the gift that has to be given to the Kohen. Unikevos, and the female children, Teluyos b'mavkiros, are all hanging out with the ones that are giving birth to firstborns now. That will absolve everything. Says Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that's okay, you can rely on that. You don't have to worry that one child came to a different mother and they switched. You can rely that everyone is nursing their own child. Tosfos Hanichnas adds in, Delerebusa Noka. There's an added dimension over here of Chiddush, that even though it happened at night and the mothers possibly can't recognize their own children well, they didn't see them well, V'dakum litos balayla, and one can argue that they would make a mistake because of the night, lo chayshina, we don't worry about that, and if all is well in the morning and you're watching them nurse, you can assume that they figured it out, they know what they're doing, and that is reliable, even to the point of absolving everything, because the male children are with previous birth mothers, and the female children are with the currently first birthing mothers. So we have a statement that if multiple animals give birth, we're able to match the children to the mothers from whom they are nursing, and we don't worry for a switch. But in the first case of the Mishnah, where we have an animal nursing a calf, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, that's reliable to tell you about the mother that it has given birth. According to the Chachamim, which we saw in the Braisa on the next page, Mirachemes afapi she'eno yoledes. It's possible to have the cow nursing even though it never gave birth. The distinction over here is brought by the Shach in Shintes Zayin of Yerideya, Sif Katan Yud, Bimakom Dida. When it does have its own animal, child, lo shavka dida umrachemes delav dida, it doesn't give up its own for the mercy for another. So that's why if they all gave birth, we rely that each one is tending to its own. But there's a scenario, apparently, where the mother never gave birth and is still nursing the calf born from a different mother. That's because it doesn't have its own. And if it doesn't have its own, that's possible for it to be merciful on a different one. In Shulchan Aruch Shintes Zayin Gimel, we find the Mechaber ruling leniently. V'chein behema shicholeves petura mea bechora. If a mother, a cow, is nursing, then the next animal is not a firstborn. Sherov ha-behemos enon chovos alem ken yoldu. Because generally, animals do not give milk unless they already gave birth. generally. You see, even in the Mechaber, he calls it a rov, a majority. Says the Rama, that's not the facts. V'yesh omrim, de'ein somchan amashi choleves. You can't rely on the fact that it's giving milk. V'chein pasku acharonim. And the later authorities ruled like that. You can't rely on that. As we saw in the Gemara, it's possible for it to be merachemes, to have mercy, even though it didn't give birth to this calf, and it doesn't prove that it has given birth. V'chein noagin b'chol ha'medina seilu, and that's our custom in our area. They indeed had a farming, agricultural, breeding type of society. They had shilas of b'chor, and he says the fact that the animal is milking doesn't prove anything. Miu, nevertheless, im yeshod so tzad heter loze, if you could add to the fact that it's milking something else that also indicates, then you would be able to put them together and create somchen lahatir, to be lenient, that the next animal born is not a bechor. Uvemakom shalonishma shecholvos. If you're in a locale where it's unheard of for an animal to give milk, below vlad, if it didn't give birth, that's a leniency. But apparently, it's a locale. It's not everywhere, and there's phenomena is apparently existing that the animal can give milk even though it's never birthed. Ava be'izim, but if you're dealing with goats, not a cow, shederach shechovos below vlad, they give milk even though they never gave birth. Lo samchinan al kach, you can't include that in your formula. V'nira li, the Rama concludes, it seems to me, if it's not the nature of goats to give milk, and similarly with cows, you have to take all of that into account, you don't make a distinction. And you have to investigate after this and do your field work and see what the prevalent behavior is in your area. Yeshakoach for joining.